Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're going to take a look at an asset class that continues to attract attention from both individual investors and institutional players. That asset class is storage. Storage is seen as a recession-resistant asset class, and there's many signs that the global economy has entered recession, even if there aren't any official announcements to that effect. But saying storage alone is too simplistic. The asset class segments further into many types of storage, each with their own specific needs and customer base. When we talk about storage, it typically evokes an image of the traditional retail self-storage. These are those metal buildings with rolling garage doors for each locker where customers can store their extra stuff. Locker sizes range from the very small, measuring only a few square feet, to much larger ones that could store the contents of an entire home. Household amalgamation can often result in extra stuff being stored. Professionals like doctors, dentists, lawyers, accountants need a place to archive records that need to be retained for compliance purposes, but maybe they're no longer active files. Students need a place to store their things when they go home for the summer. Some startup e-commerce businesses use self-storage as a tool for managing and warehousing inventory. The needs are wide and varied. Then there's boat and RV storage. These facilities can be outdoor or covered or even climate controlled. If someone has spent a few hundred thousand dollars on a high-end RV, then they want to keep it clean out of the sun where it can suffer UV damage. Ultimately, maximize the lifespan of their investment. Cleaning the exterior of a large recreational vehicle can be costly and time-consuming. Storing in a covered warehouse is an attractive alternative, even if it's more expensive. In many major centers around North America, there is, in fact, a shortage of boat and RV storage, in particular, close to recreational areas. And on today's show, we're going to introduce another segment of storage, which is less well-known and sometimes less understood. And that segment is industrial outdoor storage. There is a need for outdoor storage for heavy equipment. Companies that do landscaping work need a place to store their excavators, their backhoes, and bulldozers. They need a secure location to store things like synthetic deck material. And when they purchase deck material, they do it usually by the truckload, and they save between 15 to 20% compared with purchasing smaller quantities. And unless the inventory carrying cost is more than the savings, it usually makes sense to place that extra inventory in outdoor storage. Many contractors have leftover material from projects that need storage. That could be anything from bulk purchases of paint to insulation, and shipping containers and warehouse space can form part of that solution for those customers. So even outdoor storage does have some covered storage. A lot of those materials do not need to be climate controlled. They should generally be kept dry and out of direct sunlight. Could be in a shipping container or something as simple as a protection by a plastic sheet. These needs are dynamic, and users of this space often load and unload equipment on trailers, and so they need large turning radius within the site. Some contractors own temporary construction offices, which are often located on construction sites, but in between jobs, they need a place to store these small modular buildings, and for that reason, some contractors need power at their storage yard. Truck terminals, trailer storage, container storage, pallet storage, as well as construction, repair of heavy equipment yards, these are some of the ways that industrial outdoor storage facilities are used. Third-party logistics companies rely heavily on industrial outdoor storage assets to manage their trucking and their truck parking requirements, and that's particularly in the context of last-mile deliveries. According to a recent report by Marcus & Millichap, the demand is so high that rents for industrial outdoor storage have risen by 30% since 2019. And the needs of industrial outdoor storage are different from other forms of storage. It's a different customer base. It's a different product. It's got a completely different pricing model. Industrial outdoor storage is particularly important in high-growth areas like in Florida and Texas that continue to see a high level of population migration. As many of you know, our development company, Y Street Capital, is very active in the world of storage, among other things. I'd like to invite you to a small educational session where we're going to do a deep dive on this segment of the storage asset class called industrial outdoor storage. And the webinar is going to be on Tuesday, May the 16th. There's two different time slots to choose from, a daytime and an early evening time slot. If you'd like to attend the webinar to learn more about this exciting segment, click on the link in the show notes. You'll have the opportunity to register for the information session. It's going to be relatively short, focused primarily on educating you on what the various factors, metrics, and requirements are in the industrial outdoor storage segment. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.